From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Louisiana's Prescription, Bayou State Answers to Health and Health Policy. It's that time of year, the open enrollment period for health plans. In the second year of insurance exchanges established by the Affordable Care Act, premiums in Louisiana, as elsewhere, will be higher on average.
And there are some understandable reasons for that.
Insurance Commissioner Jim Donnellan tells WRKF's Amy Jeffries that the number one reason is that insurers can no longer turn away people with pre-existing conditions.
They have to take all comers.
In the past, those in the high-risk pool who couldn't get insurance on the private market had to rely on the Louisiana Health Plan, priced at 120% of what an average healthy person of that age and sex paid. Now that extra cost is spread throughout the market, contributing to the 12 to 15% uptick in premiums for next year. Another driver, requirements for lower deductibles and copays, and the elimination of lifetime limits on coverage.
With that comes higher premiums.
For a 42-year-old non-smoker in Louisiana, buying a basic bronze plan individually will cost $312 a month on average in 2015. The average platinum plan, with bells and whistles, is $516 a month, according to new analysis prepared for the State Department of Insurance.
It is very expensive to buy, even though it is absolutely essential. Uninsured health cost is the largest driver of individual bankruptcies in America.
Commissioner Donnellan says premium increases do tend to have a negative effect on enrollment, and penalties for not having insurance are only a fraction of premium costs. $95 or 1% of household income in 2014. In 2015, that will go up to $325 or 2% of income. Nonetheless, last year, 101,000 people in Louisiana signed up for health insurance through the federal exchange.
We think that 80 to 85% of those people did so because they qualify for the subsidy.
Will those 101,000 people renew?
Certainly, and I'm anticipating an increase in the number of folks signing up online.
Amy Jeffries, WRKF News.